my parents don't have anything saved for retirement, and for various reasons that I experienced growing up, my husband and I are not okay with them living with us in the future.
Why is it your job to take care of them?
Because I can see the trajectory that they're on.
Why is it your job to take care of them? If they go in the street, why is it your job to get them out of the street?
Because they're my parents and I love them and I don't want to see them homeless.
Why would your parents not have any money? Why would they not at least have Social Security?
They would have Social Security, but...
they're too irresponsible to pay their house payment?
They don't have a house right now.
Where do they live now?
Yeah.
They are in the process of moving to another state. My father just got a new job. And with various moves in the past couple of years, all of the equity that they had built up in the house that they owned when I was growing up has been depleted.
Okay, and your dad just got a new job, and they're moving to another state. What's your dad going to be making?
$280,000
a year?
Yes.
Has he always earned an income like that, or is this just out of the blue?
It has been around the $200,000 mark.
Okay, this answers the question. This answers the question. Okay, stop. Stop. You don't need to do anything. You need to look at your mom and dad and say, "I love you. Bye." People that make $300,000 a year and can't figure out a way to have housing aren't your problem. This is asinine, Marie. That you even have the feeling that you have to prepare for the homelessness of someone making $280,000. Your family is dysfunctional. They have dumped some crap on you.
And what do you make, by the way, Marie?
I bring in $4,000 a month, and my husband brings in $3,600.
Look, no. Nope.
What in the world, girl?
Nope.
Your dad makes $280,000 and the two of you together don't make $90,000 and you somehow got that this is your job to prepare for their homelessness?
He's not going to be making they're not going to be making $280,000 indefinitely.
Well, no kidding.
Once that my father is unable to work, they won't have anything built up, and since
we're
not okay with them living with us.
That's their fault.
I'm aware of that.
Let me tell you, the number of dollars I'm going to give this guy is zero.
Marie, they don't have to live with you. Look,
they don't have to live with you. If he screws up a $280,000 income and ends up homeless, that is not on you. It is not on you. You do not need to do this. I don't know what in the world has gotten into you.
And by the way, they're not going to end up homeless. The worst case scenario, they're going to be renting.
These people land on their feet repeatedly.
Condo. Yeah.
They lose everything and get a job at 63 making $300,000. This guy lands on his feet like an alley cat. And he's got his daughter over here making $40,000 worried about his homelessness.
Yeah.
Hey, kiddo, really, you need to sit down and see it. You need to see a counselor.
Yeah.
Because this is deep stuff. You are reflecting back weird crap that happened in your house growing up. And I don't know what it was, but how in the world your mama ends up a travel agent for guilt trips on you is beyond me. I mean, there is no possible way you end up taking care of these people.
Absolutely
not in my book.
Not.